Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to answer some of your questions if you have any. So you can go on to the fast chat. We'll do some healing samples, and we'll activate the light beam here first off. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing and move down a little ways here, about an inch on your scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. We're going to energize the light beam right now. And so here we go. Just kind of watch it, if you would. And you may start to see the face change, the eyes change. You'll get brighter. You might see the face become more three-dimensional. This is where the light beam actually comes from the light ship. Comes into my energy, and then from there it comes into your monitor screen. And this is how all these healings work. And they're activating it right now. So it feels good to me. So just kind of watch here. And we're going to bring in one of the females. That should come in right now. And, boy, it feels very, very nice, very peaceful. So we'll see if our coast host is out there, Sylvia in California. So, Sylvia, are you with us tonight?
I'm here just enjoying this beautiful energy from the light beam coming in. It's just amazing every time to me that that happens. It feels so wonderful to make that heart-to-heart connection. And hello to all listeners and anyone that's on the fast chat today. So if you'd like to communicate during the show, just go ahead and type in a question or a request on the fast chat. I know we had a lot of people on Friday and Saturday and more questions than we could get to. So if you didn't get your question answered or your request answered, then please go ahead and just come on with us and type your questions, interact with us during the hour, and we're going to talk about a lot of good things today that are going on with the Creation Lightship, some very incredible upcoming events, and we'll also have healing samples and talk about the Lightship. So for now, I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do some, we don't want to do entity work, so we'll do that first here. I was going to bring in the males to come in and chase out the entities, but I'll let you experience them here leaving you. And we're going to start with the bottom of your feet and go to the top of your head. This process takes about 3 minutes. So here we go, bottom of your feet. And these are the little critters that attach to us, emotional bodies of people who passed on. And we're getting those out of us right now. And these have the same, say, mental consciousness of what you have. So when your physical body dies, this imprinting is also attached to the emotional body. And the emotional body is still living, and it needs life force energy. It can only last for so long. How long, I don't know, but normally they always attach to people instantly. This is what you call ghosts. And so this ghost energy needs the life force energy of people to live on, or to live with, or to live through. And when they do attach to you, then they can change your consciousness. They can body hop from one person to the next. And that happens normally during arguments with people. So if you ever noticed how your buttons get pushed, you don't know what you're saying, and all of a sudden you end up, hurtling down and downward. And then all of a sudden after 10 minutes, you know, you're done with it, and you feel kind of exhausted, then that's because they took your energy. So here we go, working on your ankles, going up to your calves, and now going to your knees. And moving up now to your waist. You just kind of take a note. Some people have more feeling in their legs when this happens sometimes. You may feel a warmth also, because you're regaining your spiritual energy back here, because they're taking it from you, so you're getting more energy into your body. And now we're going up above the waist, up to our shoulders, and working with our internal organs now. So if you ever had an operation, these energies will come into you very, very quickly. So naturally, you're in a hospital, and people die there. And if you have a similar condition of someone who who died, they're probably just hanging out there waiting to have a host. They'd actually have their whole lifetime in the hospital. Going from each person that walks in that door, say that you have a lung condition, you walk in there, and they all attach to you. Everybody who has a lung condition who goes to the hospital will have all these entities that maybe died of maybe lung cancer or something, or some kind of breathing difficulty. And so you go in there and you wonder why your energy dropped. Well, it's because they're taking this away from you. I don't know any hospitals. Hopefully there could be one out there that actually does a special cleansing of these here. If you happen to work for a hospital, I could be hired to clean out the hospital for you, if you wish. So that's another option that can happen here. So people can actually heal as they're laying in bed. And now we're going up to our neck, down our shoulders, down to the tip of our fingertips. Okay. And going up now. Everything head related. I'm going to put some music on for a couple of minutes and just allow you to feel your body. These energies now are cleared out of you. And then we'll bring in more of you into your body in a few minutes here. So kind of just take a note. You might want to stretch, twist, walk a little bit to see how you feel. There should be a difference if you have these attached to you, taking away your life force energy. A lot of times they'll give you aches and pains. Bring more of you into your body. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. And your spirit knows how to do this perfectly well. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may want to look in the mirror and look at your eyes. And I'll put some more music on just for a little bit here. So you can feel how it's like to be more fully in your body. How much more? It's hard to say. I can't really specify that, but I imagine you probably at least got 10-15% more in you just by doing this little process here. Remember, most people are averaging probably around 20% of their bodies. Remember, if you're not home, who is? What's the other 80% out there? What's in you? it feel a little better, maybe even a little heavier. And that's a perfectly normal experience if you do feel heavier. So I see a comment from Mary Ann saying she never thought about having entities maybe in a hospital or having a cleanse. Well, just think if you go to the dentist. And then probably more so, I keep thinking of the song a long time ago, if we have the older people on, from Steppenwolf, The Pusher Man, I guess is what it's called, from Easy Rider. So, you know, just think of when you walk around, or maybe you do get prescription drugs. You walk up in that line, and I always see lines of people. I'm kind of scratch my head. It doesn't make sense to me, and they're giving away money but aside from that, just think of all the entities waiting to get their special drug as you buy it. Maybe they're just standing up there in the front of the counter, and they're waiting to see what that prescription says to hop into your body as you buy that drug. So food for thought for everybody. You know, who's standing in line next to you? You know. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, I see we have quite a few people hopping onto the fast chat and coming on with questions, great questions. So that's wonderful. So, Ron, if this is a good time for you, then I'll just start fielding you some of these questions.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so we have Karen asking if you could explain why not to meditate, even Buddhist meditation, she's asking.
Okay. I don't see any problem with meditating. It's when you go out of your body. And so, for what I'm used to when I talk to people, some people say they meditate for maybe 15 minutes, and I've had people say that they really go deep and they meditate for 8 hours a day. Well, where are they going deep into? So, I just see that for that type of person who's meditating for a long time, whatever that means to you, are they really getting, you know, what are they doing? It's just a way to probably get out of their body, so to get rid of their physical pain or to just escape from reality of the earth plane here. And, you know, to be honest, that may not be so bad, but you got to be in your body to save your body from entities, from being attacked. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And so, you know, part of that process of meditation, a lot of people do go out of their bodies because you're taught that. The first thing that people do, a guided meditation. So they take you somewhere. So right away, going somewhere means that you're not going to be in your body because you're experiencing something. So I hope I'm on the same page with people. And then after maybe the half an hour of meditation, you know, after the person talks a lot about going to different places, going down stairways and maybe going up to some kind of special sacred mountain or whatever, then at the very end, they always normally tell you to start to wiggle your toes, you know, kind of, you know, wiggle your butt a little bit in the chair and, you know, do some motion so that you can now come back home or be in your body. And then they'll tell you to come back. So right away, they're giving you permission to leave your body. Do these people know who's doing this, that this is very, very dangerous? Because if you're not home, who is? So when you're out, you know, experiencing whatever you choose to experience, we'll just say you're out in the universe flying around, maybe on the astral plane, as they're taking you there, who is protecting your body temple? It's sacred to you. This is why your spirit's with you, to help you to do healing. So you're out doing something else, which basically is to escape reality from being here. So for me, you know, that's the reason, you know, why I say it's dangerous and why you shouldn't. As far as spiritual guidance, you can get that being awake. You don't have to meditate to do that. Just ask your spirit for the guidance. Drop into your heart center. Do the mind to heart drop, you know. So, you know, it's one of those teachings that's out here that everybody believes because it's in text, that it's probably, you know, 100% truth, and people believe anything that's in text normally. So that's just the way it is. It's part of the mind control conditioning that we have here. Remember, all religions mind control you because they're brought to you by the E.T. gods. And the E.T. gods, just watch the movie 10,000 B.C. It's a little bit, you know, older now. You probably get it at the, you know, video stores. But, you know, it shows, you know, part of that. You can just look at the older time frames, you know, going back quite a ways. You know, the poor people in the Colosseums being sacrificed for gods, and probably even today where they kill children. You know, I don't want to get too negative with this here, but it's all, you know, worshiping a sun god. Think of the poor Mayans who got killed, having their heart ripped out of them and their head chopped off, you know, all in the name of God. So this is all the negative things that the ETs have done to take your energy. They live on your emotional trauma. So I'm sure when your knees are kind of shaking, you know, if you're going to get your head chopped off, they're really loving that energy from you. It doesn't last too long as your head, you know, get removed from you, but, you know, aside from that, the next one comes forward. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that kind of answered your question. So yeah, if you're going to get your spiritual guidance, which is why I would think people would meditate, aside from maybe drinking 10 beers or taking a Valium or something, which would be the same basic thing, in a sense, just to escape reality from here. If you're just doing it for spiritual guidance, then you just don't need to meditate. Just ask your spirit. It's right there. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, speaking of those ET gods, we did have a question. I think it was from Felipe, asking about if you could talk or discuss the gods from the African continent, where they come from, since we always talk about Indian gods. He says, to clarify, the gods from West Africa and South Africa, are they earth-based or ETs?
They're probably more ETs, but they could actually be living under the planet. I haven't really checked on that too much, because the African race, the black people, are different, a lot of them, because they have different skulls than the regular, Caucasian people, we'll say. So that is a whole different strain of, extraterrestrials. And so I imagine that the gods that are there are completely different. So back to you, Sylvia. Even the Egyptians, if you see their head structures, you know, they look different also. So back to you again.
Okay, and then we have Pam asking, how do we keep the ETs from reentering our bodies after we have had a clearing done?
Well, that's a question that's typically impossible for me to answer. Only because if you're fully in your body, you have a much better chance because then they can't come into you. So just think of your body like as a store, let's say, that has a lot of post office boxes, little cubby holes, okay? Well, if you're filled up in all those little cubby holes, then, you know, how are they going to come into you? But if you leave a space, then they are, so... How do you prevent things from coming back into you after any type of clearing? You want to have your spirit more fully in your body. And this is what the creation lightship healings are, is to get rid of the densities so you can have more spirit energy with you. And then it's up to you to hold it. Remember, your spirit can leave if you kick it out of your body. If you get drunk or something or take drugs, you know, you are allowing it to leave because it can't communicate with you. So most people who don't communicate with their spirit are actually at a really big disadvantage because they're actually forcing their spirit not to be with them. And this is the whole process and maybe the whole problem why we have the earth the way it is here, along with too much free will. So if you're fully in your body, then if you ask me that and you're 100% in your body, I'd say, gee, you're probably doing a very good job and they're probably not going to come into you because your spirit's going to be there. And there's no little room for them to stay into, you know. So you invite them in when you're not home. Back to you, Sylvia.
So on the subject of entities, Ron, so we've talked a lot about the type of entities that we were discussing earlier when we first started today. And those would be the earth-based entities, which are like the ghosts or the emotional bodies of people that have passed on, and their emotional bodies are still... going around and looking for hosts to get their energy from. Yeah, recycling and body hopping. And then we've talked a lot on other programs about the different types of things that also we get infested with, like the
shapeshifters
or the ET parasites and all that kind of thing. So when we start our program, like today where we had the light beings come in and they were removing entities from us and bringing our spirit energy back into us, what kind of entities are they working on, or are they working on any kind that they can get out of you at the time?
They're only working on the emotional ones that are floating around here.
Okay, good. So when we do, when someone comes to you for just what's called an entity clearing, then for a private session, then you're basically getting out all that kind of entity from them for now and possibly the ones they've had for their whole lifetime and that type of thing?
Yes, that's correct. These are the ones that are earth-based, that are from people that passed on, and they could be all your relatives, you know. Maybe even your mother-in-law could be with you. Some people, when someone passes over, dies, they will normally say at times that, boy, you're behaving just like, Aunt Mildred or something, you know, and that's because her emotional body's with her. Now, naturally, they call this body spirit, so everything that you can't see is called a spirit. And interesting how when you go to a bar, they use the word spirit. You know, somebody may have understood that more. Anyway, that's why you don't want to go into bars or walk by bars, because they will attach to you too. Maybe, you know, maybe you're on the borderline of having a drink and you walk by a bar and, you know, this old sea captain says, man, I want to come in here and have a drink. So it forces you to have a drink. It comes into your thought consciousness, says, man, I want to have a beer. So all of a sudden you go in there, or maybe a shot of tequila or something, you know. And all of a sudden you wind up being in a bar not knowing what's happening. So we get rid of those type of entities. That's what we mainly deal with. The other ones, you know, the shapeshifters, those are extraterrestrial life forms that live with you that will come into your body, which are much stronger for what they are, because they're an actual ET life form. Where the entities are not really a life form, because they're living off of you, where the ET one, the shapeshifter, they are already a life form. You just can't see them, and they have all their physical awareness of the dark side that's inhabiting your body. And then the other type, number three we'll call it, close encounters of the third kind here, we'll say. Those are what we're doing a session on February 20th, 21st, 22nd. These are the little ET extraterrestrial critters, alien life forms that are crawling around inside of you. And those you can't see, but they do cause physical problems with us. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I'm glad you brought those up, because I wanted to talk about those a little bit more, because, you know, earlier in the show when you were talking about the Earth-based entities, you said, if you're not home, who is, and what's inside you? So, and you were talking about how the average person right now is usually no more than 20% in their body with their spirit energy. So, do these ET parasitic, energies like you were talking about a minute ago, do those then also affect the amount of space, essentially, that you have to come into your own body with your spirit energy?
Yes, they definitely can, too. So, yeah, everything that's in your body can have a problem. The other ones, these ET critters, like the squid and the octopus and the jellyfish and the scorpions and the maggots and the worms and the snakes and the mosquitoes and the wasps, and there's many other ones, but all these are going around inside of you. So, yeah, they do work with your energetic fields, and they can prevent your spirit from coming in. Remember, your spirit's only love energy, and it doesn't really want to confront these things, because, you know, this is why when you go to the light ship, if you have any darkness in you, that darkness does not go in for healing. And so this is why we do a special clearing for that, too. But the main thing is that these critters are probably causing a lot of your problems and why you're not in your body, too, because you have the space being taken up by them. Most people don't talk about these things. They don't know about them. A few of you out there might know. If you've been on the show before, you're going to realize that, yeah, you feel different after having a few sample clearings. but most people don't even know about them. They do know about parasites, though, and the parasites are probably ET life forms, too, that are actually physical that you can actually see. You know, just think of a tapeworm or something like that. But remember, they are energetic ones, too, that you cannot see. And, you know, like the movie The Mist, where they brought in this ET energy, this monster type of being, to eat people. Well, the same thing happens once these vortexes are opened up, and this is with people using their own energy to force, using the ET energies that are having them use their life force energy, I should say. You know, people are pretty ignorant on what they're doing. But they like to think that they can help the planet by bringing in love energy because the planet's suffocating or something. But they open themselves up to being attacked by these two and everybody else on this planet. So if you ever have done that, shame on you, because you just hurt humanity and the Earth spirit by doing these special events. And they normally happen on certain days. You know, most people now are selecting, you know, like I'm sure something will probably happen next month, maybe on the 3rd, you know, we got 3-3. You know, if it happened to be 2003, it'd be really a big day for some people because then you have all 3s or all 4s, you know, but this is what they do. Don't align yourself with these dark energies if you don't want to have your soul stolen from you. But you're also doing a lot of harm to everybody else. And once that harm is done, how are you going to get rid of these things? You know, if you've participated in 10 of these events over your lifetime, and you brought in a bunch of these ET life forms, are you powerful enough? Because you didn't know what they were to begin with when you brought them in. Are you able to make amends to everybody on this planet and say, oh, I'm not going to be responsible for my actions and tell them to leave? They're not going to leave. They're going to be inside of everybody. So I can say that people who are doing this are who put these things on, who started off, who get the emails out, they're living in pure darkness and pure ignorance of what's really happening. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I think we have a request also from Sylvia and Rob and kids in Toronto for a sample clearing, if you'd like to do that. And the request is for a sample of the cloned body on cloned Earth clearing.
Okay, so this is a parallel lifetime. So this is where the dark side, being they, creates a cloned Earth, so just like our Earth here, but it's in the dark side universe. And then they create your body, just like yourself, and maybe all of your friends. And so you're living a lifetime there. This is where your deja vu comes from. So we'll do this clearing here. This is cloned Earth, cloned body. This is what we basically call it. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. Remember, there could be 2,000 or more of these here, so 10 is not a whole lot on the scheme of things, but you will feel a situation or energies leave you, okay? So feel your body, sense your body. You may want to think of an event that happened to you, maybe you have a physical problem, and we're going to release this from you right now with 10 of these here. So just think of one thing. Could be a hurt toe or something. You could have done that on a parallel lifetime. Here we go. Number one, released. This is bringing back your spirit from you where it's held captive. So it's actually held captive in another place. You're still held captive here. But, you know, this is probably one place that you're held captive, maybe out of 2,000. So here we go. First one, released. Second release. Third released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth, seventh, eighth, 9 and 10. So that brought your spirit back here out of these dark side created Earths and took it out of the clone bodies that it was inhabiting. The body's probably still living there. It's still a dark side body. Don't worry about that body. You shouldn't be in it to begin with. What happens to it is no concern of yours. It's not created by the light. So back to you, Sylvia. And sample your body right now. See how you feel. It should be a little lighter as far as the heaviness that this energy brought to you.
Ron, could you talk about kind of the difference between the spirit and the body in these healings? So, like, for example, if the dark side is taking part of your spirit energy and putting it into one of these cloned bodies on a cloned planet, then when that comes back to you, is it carrying the energy of whatever trauma is, pain and so forth, is being experienced in that other cloned lifetime?
Okay, initially it would. It would keep bouncing back and forth and bringing to you that experience. Remember, your spirit carries the imprint, just like your emotional body does, of that lifetime. So if you had a broken arm in that parallel lifetime, then you may have an arm that hurts in this lifetime, okay, until it's healed over there. Maybe it never gets healed. So maybe your arm never gets healed over here. Maybe you always have pain in your arm. And so this is what happens. So when your spirit does come back from these healings, it is cleaned off and put back into wholeness. But before that, just living your normal life without having this process done, yeah, it's coming back to you. And whatever garbage, whatever gunk, whatever traumas you've experienced, remember, you're in these lifetimes only to experience trauma. This is what the dark side is doing to you. You are having these energies brought back to your poor physical body here, and the body has to suffer with these. And that'll manifest into an illness eventually. And or you may get the consciousness of that lifetime. Maybe you've got 300 lifetimes of having the car accident. So all of a sudden now in your auric field, it's transmitted around you that you want to have a car accident because it's right there. Remember, like attracts like. So boom, you have a car wreck. Was it because of what happened in this lifetime? You know, the New Agers think that your thoughts control your reality. Well, the programming does. The brainwashing does. Your spirit doesn't do that. So in that case, yes, those thoughts around you that are programmed in your consciousness by the dark side is going to create that reality of you. This is why I don't recommend anything like The Secret or anything like that, because this New Age jargon stuff is all dark side energies. Nothing to do with spirit. Remember, you have to connect to your spirit to get your true guidance to be in the present moment. Otherwise, you're in mind, and when you're in mind, you're in time, and when you're in time, you're in the darkness. And that's basically the whole thing in a nutshell. So back to you, Sylvia.
On the flip side of that, so if trying to use thought projections and mind energies to control things, like, you know, get yourself some possession that you want, or a parking spot, or
right?
Money. On the other side of that, so how does a person manifest without being in the dark energy at all, you know, just strictly in the light?
You have to go to your spirit and have your spirit bring it to you. So you have to be in your heart and tell your spirit what your desires are. And that's the way you would manifest. Otherwise, you're going to manifest darkness into your life because the mind is connected to the darkness.
And does spiritual law come into play with that as well, as far as, like, not interfering, you know, with other people and their free will and their conscious choices and so on?
Yes, that's true. Remember, when you use your mind, you are a sorcerer. You're doing witchcraft on people. You're doing spells. You're doing all this stuff to bring this event into your life. Because let's just say that you were out shopping for, say, a used car, and you had 100 people shopping for that same car. Well, the one that finds it first is the one with the highest, strongest psychic energy to draw that car to them, okay? And that's how it works. And so it's the battle of the minds, much like war. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's pick up another request. We have a request for a sample of the victim clearing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. With that clearing, it takes away the energies of maybe the lack energies in your life of why you're not maybe manifesting something, okay? And that also is, the flip side is, you know, why people see you as being a victim, why you feel disempowered. And so we'll do a self-empowerment healing for that this year. And we also do seven-generational clearing. So if you find that a clearing really works for you in this lifetime, then you may want to go back and have your seven generations cleared out to even have a better clearing. So here we go. Remember, everything starts from the past. So you live in the life of your ancestors. So this is a victim clearing. So this is going to help you become a little more self-empowered. So we'll go back 5 days. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go.
Oh, that's great. So then if someone comes to you for, you know, who, someone maybe really resonates with this clearing, for example, they just know that they've got these victim issues and something they've been dealing with a while, or maybe when you do the sample, they really feel that energy strongly in their body. So let's say somebody comes to you then for the victim clearing. So is that kind of all rolled into one, that self-empowerment aspect as well?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. It'll do like a blanket clearing, although we can go deeper. And so this gets rid of most of the stuff that people have or what they're dealing with. Naturally, you know, it may get rid of 80% of something. You may say, yeah, I still feel like something's happening here. Well, maybe that issue was not addressed completely. But maybe, maybe one issue out of 10,000 was not addressed completely. So you want to then just specify that issue, and then I can do a special clearing on it. Like what happens when you first read the list of services, people get overwhelmed, and they go, oh, man, I have traumas, and I have this, I have that. And once they have the emotional clearing, a lot of that stuff that they thought they had is released. So all these clearings work the best they can for that issue. And it's like a blanket clearing. And then from there, if you have a problem, then you want to go a little bit deeper. And you will know at that time, you know, as you look at your life and to see what you're dealing with. And it may not come up maybe for a couple of months, you know, and then that means that you want to go deeper with it. So, you know, you're your own judge on that and how the energies resonate with you.
Okay, great. So we had a request for a sample of the clearing that's for infinite sadness. Can you talk about what that is, why somebody would need that, like compared to just, you know, emotional or trauma and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that one's probably for people who just feel like they've had a really poor life and that, you know, just they don't really feel happy because life has been too bad for them. I imagine this type of person would be one that would be very prone to be an alcoholic or to take, pop pills or something because they keep thinking about the past. So, or experiencing that. What I'd probably suggest first, if you have that condition, I would recommend having the mind looping one done first because the thoughts that keep recycling might just get eliminated with that clearing.
So for people that have the same kind of thought over and over again that always troubles them, they might as well just start with the mind looping clearing?
Yes, if you have any kind of repeated patterns inside of your head, okay, do the mind loop one. Because I'd recommend that. Because that would probably maybe do more good for you because it'll cover more things. So if you keep getting the same thoughts over again, or you keep repeating phrases to other people, then you may want to have the mind loop clearing. In fact, I'll just do that one instead, okay?
Great.
So here we go, the mind loop clearing. We'll go back 5 days. And you're going to probably feel this or maybe sense it more after the clearing, maybe the next day or two. It works right now, but you're going to notice that your patterns have changed a little bit. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Notice I use the word patterns, okay? And so we do have patterns. More correctly, the word would be programs, okay? We're running these programs, and you want to get the programs eliminated. You know, we want to do like a, you know, control, alt, delete or something, you know, to get rid of these things. And this is what the light shift does, is take away these mental programs that the dark side has put into us to get their life force energy from us. So I think we should probably maybe do some, what else can I do? Think of another mind energy we could do, then we'll do some of the ET worms and parasites and things to show people what the upcoming event's going to be on February 2021-22.
Sounds good. Yeah, when you were just talking about those mind programs, I was thinking of, you know, how on your computer you can go and uninstall. Like, you can't just delete it. You have to actually go into a special section and fully uninstall all the program, or otherwise you'll still have parts of it on your computer. So
that's true. Yeah, yeah. Most modalities down here will just take it off of your desktop. Okay.
Yeah. And you need it off your hard drive.
Yep.
So, okay. So, I know that you have a couple of clearings that deal specifically with the mind that are that sound very interesting. One is the mind of the body clearing.
Okay. What that does is how your intelligence of the body is in communication with itself. Okay. And this is like, I see like a little mad scientist working to help your body with viruses and illnesses, etc. And at first it's working wonderful, and then as you get older it gets overwhelmed because there's just so much coming into us. Just think of trying to ward off all these psychic attack energies, the mind-controlling frequencies, the EMF radiation, trying to make your body healthy all the time. I mean, I would even hate to even think about doing something like that. But yet your body's trying to protect itself from dying. And so this tends to help that. So here we go. This is the mind of the body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And the most unfortunate thing is that we don't know what we don't know. You know, if you ask your mind about anything, it'll tell you everything's probably hunky-dory, you know, until you start realizing that there's something wrong, and then you start getting more information, and then they can probably find it. Remember, you can do a search on it. So if you just think of our mind, or actually our body, being controlled by the mind, it's much like your computer, you know. You know, all of a sudden they talk about, you know, the first thing was viruses, right? And you go, that's interesting. Our body gets viruses. And then they talk about worms. Interesting. And then they also talk about spiders. So, I mean, you know, somebody's really intelligent out there who's inventing or talking about these things that's actually in our body also, you know. So anyway, I'll just kind of throw that out. So let's do a clearing here on some of these extraterrestrial critters here. So if you're interested about them and maybe feel them leave your body, you already have them inside of you. None of these will be typically dormant in you. I use the word typically. You're not going to have them brought forth if they're not active, okay? So if you feel something, you have them. We're just getting them out, and you may be a little more aware of it. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. So we're going to first work with the scorpion energies. Now, all these energies will typically move around inside of you, okay? So you like the, like on the internet, the, what do they call it? Something highway, Sylvia?
Information highway.
Information highway. So you have it all inside of you. You know, all these little, program maps going from your stomach to your throat to your ears to your brain to your eyes. And all these little critters have ways to move around inside of your body. This is why if you scratch yourself, you have an ache and you maybe go to a healer and they put some energy on it or whatever, and it's fixed. You go, wow, well, that just got your icon on your desktop moved over to another location, okay? And now, maybe within a few hours, you got a pain that all of a sudden mysteriously appeared maybe in your right toe or something, you know? So these things move around because they live inside of you. And this is the facts, folks. So this gets into the sci-fi realm of things, which is real. So here we go, scorpions. And what they do is they're taking your life force and causing you harm. They can wrap around your ribs, your heart, your different organs, causing you breathing difficulties, causing your heart maybe to have high blood pressure. You know, there's just many, many things. Here we go, scorpion. So it's going to clear some out of you here, taking a few of these out. This is why we're doing 17 hours of this here. That's what's needed to get your body cleansed. These things are like time capsules in you. Remember, who you are is the programs of all of your ancestors. You're living their life of judgment, along with all the ET implants that they got put into your genetic cellular memory. And at certain times, they awaken, and these things hatch, and they start moving around inside of you. So here we go. These are the scorpions here. And these are more like what I'm perceiving for probably most people. These are all underneath your maybe armpits, okay? So here we go. Could be somewhere else. It could be at the joints. So they're coming out as much as we can get right now. Okay, there we go. That's the scorpions gone, okay? Next one here will be ones that are very, very common. These are the octopus energies. You have the tentacles that wrap around your rib cage, your body organs, can cause all kinds of problems. Can cause you to have digestion problems. Remember, each tentacle has little suction cups that give you poison. So here we go, along with taking your life force energy. And it can also, all these can give your body like rigor mortis, okay? You can have your body kind of freeze up. Wonder why people probably get stiff when they get older? Well, they're dealing with the secretions of these things. They're waste products in your body. Here we go. One tentacle is being released now. This is around your necks. Okay. There, that one's gone. Number two tentacle. Okay. This is kind of around your head is what I'm perceiving. Number three. This is down your throat. Going into your stomach. Okay. There we go. If you're gagging, that's perfectly fine. Number four. And here we go. There. Number five. This one's around your bladder. Okay. Area. We'll just say second chakra area. So it could be anything in your body. It could be women who are having problems maybe with their monthly periods. It could be in your ovaries. Could be anywhere in that area, okay? This one's coming out. There's actually two there. First one's out. Second one's out. There we go. And now we got number seven. Now this one's probably going to come out your nose. Here we go. May sound gross to you, but once you understand what I'm doing, it's not. This is not really funny. There we go. And the last one is number eight. Throat energy again here. Out. There we go. Okay, now we gotta get the body out. Okay? Here we go. This here is, around your, in the front of you, abdominal area. Gonna come out. Above your navel. Coming out. There. That critter's gone, okay? That could be one of maybe 500 of them, okay? I'm thinking positive. I could have said 1,000. So, I guess I'll ask you, Sylvia, since nobody's on here live, how you doing? We'll see the fast chat, too.
Oh, good. It's just it's very interesting to actually just tune into your body when Ron's doing that and sense where those energies are becoming freed up, and you know, you may feel more space inside of you. You might feel a relaxing, you know, like tension leaving a certain area. Like Ron said, sometimes, you know, you may cough or kind of, you know, have a little gag reflex in your throat or something as the energies leave certain areas. But it's always just, you know, it's nothing that is uncomfortable really when they leave, just that you can feel these areas kind of changing. And like Ron said, there's a lot of different kinds, a lot of different areas of the body where they affect. And maybe, Ron, can we maybe target a certain just specific area of the body that might help people in general?
Never have done that before with these critters, but
okay,
yeah,
if there's any critters that attack, like the liver or something like that.
Yeah, we'll go to the joints again, because the little caterpillars go into the joints. So here we go. Do you have any stiff joints? We'll see what we can do here. They're starting to leave now. Remember, these things have nests inside of your body someplace. You know, they have, a family. A lot of times, male, female, if you would, with offsprings, and the offsprings breed. So I won't go into that too much here. So here we go. These are out of your joints. There we go. Now, there. Those seem to be pretty good now, what we could do right now. Liver. Let's see what we got in the liver here. Okay. Well, this is an energy that I can't necessarily identify. But we'll take it out of you here, okay? Kind of looks like a big slug.
Sort of like a leech or something?
Okay, there we go. Okay, here we go. I have a request for jellyfish. Jellyfish wrap around your head. They kind of like sit on the top of your head, and the tentacles go all around you. This is how the dark side interfaces the dark side energy, the dark side universes, the dark side beings to you. And the stingers go to each one of your cells and bring up programs out of your cells, the database in them. And that's how you get a lot of times your awful dreams sometimes, or they just know how to activate you from your old patterns. I just use the word programs, okay? Remember, every cell has everything in it of your whole life. So this is how they attach to you. So they go to different ones and activate different, say, files, if you would, using computer language here. And then they pull up a certain program and activate that. And that's how they come into you. Okay, there we go. That's coming out. Good, that one's gone. Okay, we'll do the energy of the jellyfish around your head. And we'll just see what we can do here. There's thousands of little tentacles, so I can take off maybe part of those here. Maybe one or two of them. Remember that they have a lot of stingers on them, so here we go. And take a few of these off here. And then they also attach, remember this jellyfish now connects to your brain. And then interfaces that with your body cells, okay? So it's very, entwined in you. So this is about all I can do right now. Hopefully you could feel some results. If you can't feel it, you're gonna think that I'm probably nuts. But, this is true. Not that I'm nuts, but this is a real experience here. Okay, these are gone. All that we can get out of you. This is why we're doing this special long 17-hour session to help you out with this here. This is the first time that Lightship has been able to come here to do this. I know this was not done when Jesus walked the earth, 2,000 years ago. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, it's great. To have those moved out, and like you said, if you can't feel it, you might think it sounds kind of nuts, but the fact is that it's still working for you if you're tuned in and you wish to have the clearing. Nothing would ever be done, of course, not in harmony with your own free will. So if you don't want it, you just, don't have it. But if you wish to have that and you are tuned in, it will work with you even if you don't feel it. So don't worry if you don't. And boy, our time is really running short here. We have quite a few different requests. Come back Wednesday and we'll try to pick the rest of those healing requests up. We're on at 7 Pacific on Wednesday. And a couple of questions about this 3-day event. And because there's so much to it, the best thing to do is just go to creationlightship.com. And then you can pull up a flyer that will describe all of the clearings that are going to take place over the 3-day weekend. Also, for anyone who's on it, they will be actually on the Lightship for Healing for the entire weekend in between all the individual sessions. So anything else that you want to talk about, Ron, before we sign off? I think we have about 1 minute left.
Yeah, so I'll be in Los Angeles end of this week here, so we'll be at the LAX Hilton Conscious Life Expo So if you'd like to come there, I'll be there at the Light Infusion Chamber. I have a free workshop on Sunday at 3 o'clock, along with a lecture Friday and Saturday. That's also free. So if you want to come in and ask some questions during this time, you can, and definitely come into the Light Infusion Chamber. That definitely changes your life. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. And you may feel a lot better having a few of these things released from you. So you can go to the website if you want to see about this event that we're doing on the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Just go down to the bottom on the navigation link on the home page, and it'll say flyers. Click on that, and it's posted right there. So see you later, everybody, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings, everyone. Thanks all for coming on, and great comments on the fast chat about your experiences with these clearings tonight. And like I said, if you had a question or a clearing request that you didn't get to, come on back with us Wednesday at 7. And until then, stay heart-centered, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.